Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. I am here with Kim Woods, and we're going to be talking about rich, powerful, and aligned, unlocking success. She's an author and CEO. She's MBA, which is not the basketball, but with numbers. And she is from Massachusetts. So I can't wait to get into this. It's going to be so fun. And as we start on this show, my name is Angela Zabel. Who am I? I have been connected to spirit my entire life, working with a team in the non-physical, sharing messages from a multitude of realms, working with people throughout the world. I am a teacher, coach, medium, radio show host, writer, retreat host, gallery reader, speaker, doing speaking engagements, offering guidance, mediumship, intuition, doing online and group sessions. I also have the monthly Amplified Universe membership. This is a membership growing our connection to us, our world, all that is around us, and our role in it. I share knowledge working with people throughout the world. You can find out more about me. I'm pretty much on all the social media aspects. Go to my website, angelazabel.com. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sharing information, wisdom, and resources, committing to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. They're currently distributed in over 30 states and Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing. And their magazine is also online, has a vibrant online community with over 42,000 people reached per month. So make sure to have the magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, become a drop spot, you choose. And with that, make sure to go to their website, edgemagazine.net. And today we are here with Kim Woods. Kim Woods is a corporate career was catapulting into the stratosphere when her son was born with significant issues. When the doctors said that he wouldn't be able to walk up the stairs naturally, throw or catch a ball, or have a normal social life, she said, absolutely not. Sounds like a strong mother to me. Yet through the crisis, she also found out how little she knew, liked, and trusted herself as it took her time to defy the doctor's predictions with her son's mediocre quality of life. And she had to know herself and fully follow her intuition, and also to marry her ancient wisdom with Western methods and trust herself as she put these strategies together. She used this for over 8 years and through that saw a complete transformation. And the results were so miraculous that she now uses this methodology with all of her clients. And the best part, her son is in college, has an excellent athlete, has a great sense of humor, and has way too many friends to count. Does that bother you with so many friends coming over? So the bottom line is she's a master astrologer who channels and has an MBA from Boston College with over 25 years of C-suite experience. When you work with her, you get her magic of transformation and her business savvy for success because she has helped many with their success of their businesses throughout her career. And make sure to check out more about her on her website, kimwoods.com. She's also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and she also has there's books, oracles, guided meditations. There is so much information on her website. I encourage all of you to go there and check it out because you will be amazed. And with that, Kim, I just want to welcome you on and thank you so much for being here. And I am wondering, how did you take the world from your MBA business into some of the spiritual aspects with helping people with their businesses?
Well, thank you for that introduction, and it's so wonderful to be here. Yes, that's the question for the ages, right? So, what I want to say is that I was running parallel paths, right? So, becoming a mom, having a child who had issues, and then seeking the Eastern practices, my traditional way of doing things was getting spread apart. Right. So, personal life was really pursuing all the mysteries and taking the workshops. And, I probably have a stack of certificates, in a, if it's in a folder, it'd probably be 2 inches thick, right? Like name a modality and I am a master of it. Right. So all these things were happening personally. And yet I was still doing traditional things in business. And I just felt like the skis were getting too separated. And then the other part is like my soul started yelling at me. So, truth tell, right? So behind the scenes, it was like, you have to do this. This is your vocation. But yet, how do you mix business with astrology and with ancient healing and with, more of those intuitive ways? As I'm saying this, in 2024, it's much easier to assume that that can be done. Back in 2016, 2018, 2020, it wasn't that evident, right? So it took me a while to figure out the exact employment of it and the exact methodology that would work, not only in one-on-one client containers, but in group programs and in events. And, if I had a membership or whatever, right? I wanted to have the through line of the foundational tools. So it took me a while to figure that out.
I love the fact that I'm just going to go back a little bit. You said even in 2016, 2017, how this would not have been so up and coming. This was really pushed back then. So really the impact that's been happening, even in the last couple of years, is huge. And you've been able to bridge those gaps and using astrology for a lot. How did you, so I'm going to back up a little bit. Did you study astrology before you started using it in business, and how did you start making that connection?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. So I was brought up Catholic, which I'm sure a lot of people in the audience can relate to, right? And so, my mom was just very strict Catholic, catechism, weekly church, the whole thing. But she believed in astrology. So I had this massive window open that was fascinating because she knew that the original popes were either astrologers themselves or used astrology. So for that, for her, that was like, okay, like none of the other things that were in the magical realm where you couldn't, maybe angels a little bit, but you couldn't talk about anything else, right? But astrology. So I had grown up hearing things like, I'm going to talk to my astrologer, or your moon sign, your sun sign, not a lot, but just enough of a hint. And I always went to an astrologer. I got to be of age and I would, every other year or so I'd go get a reading. And so the fascination was there. I'll be honest with you, until my soul started hounding me, I didn't think I was going to use astrology. I mean, I would read it and I would try to get along with it and my head would explode and I'd try to figure it out and then I'd be like, eh, put it aside. But I met who became my mentor, Stephen Forrest, with evolutionary astrology, which talked about the soul and talked about your past lives and talked about the potential. And that married with the leadership potential mindset that I always had. And so I thought, oh, now I can see them coming together a little bit. What's your success path? What's your soul mission? Huh, we can look at that from two different lenses. What is your, how do you, become visible and make impact? Ooh, how do you stand in your authority and your power? The things just started weaving together. So back in that 2016, 2017 timeframe that I'm speaking to, yes, I had studied astrology. Yes, I had done all the practicum. I was doing it more from a, I like to call it the toe dipping exercise, like just kind of like put your toe in, maybe kind of sort of do it. Pull your toe back. And I really didn't start full flush until the end of the teen decade. So 2018, 2019, 2020, that's when I really started.
Which is just about the time a lot of things started really changing in the world. And I'm guessing that's where you got just that little bit of nudge from the other side to move things forward.
Oh, absolutely. Right. So the new era, right? Like, so that's what I now am all, I'm all about the new era, about the energies of the divine masculine, divine feminine, weaving them together, using your intuitive, insights along with your, very logical reasoning. Like I am, you said, use the word bridge. That's exactly the way I look at the way I do things is when I'm working with extremely intuitive people, I'm pulling them along into the practical, like money matters. Like you do have a business, let's
Yes.
go. And on business, I'm like, hey guys, could we possibly do things in a cyclic way? Could we, oh, I don't know, like think about the heart for a minute? Could we connect on a more personal way? Yeah. So that's basically what I do.
I love how you just said that because a lot of people look at, that the world of business as one thing, the world of spirituality as another, and not really realizing they both interconnect in profound ways that I think you've found extremely well that they, when they come together, that they really kind of implode or explode with possibilities versus keeping everything separate.
Absolutely.
Was that something you started using in your in the regular MBA with business people? How was that received at first?
Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, so yeah, this is the question. I love this question. So we're back in, circa 2000. My son was born in 2001, and so this path pulled me. So by like 2003, four, I mean, I was in it. I mean, I was like seeped in the intuitive world. And so yes, very traditional business strategy. I would go in, work with the leadership team, do communications, do, in training and do things like that. But I brought my magic, right? So I would go, I'd be sending beautiful energy into the room. I'd be, doing all these gorgeous rituals outside because it would be Kim, keep the woo at home. I just want your business strategy mind, right? Because we did, I did back then, quote unquote, tried, which, maybe I wasn't ready. The world wasn't ready. It was probably a combination of each. But our tagline was reviving the heart and soul in the business. So people did know that we were whispering, but it would be like holism. Right, like I'd have before adult coloring books, I'd have a bunch of CEOs in the room, and they'd be coloring, and they'd all be sniveling, but 2 minutes later, they would be, oh yeah, this feels so good. Yes, now we can do strategy. Now we can do the bigger things. So, I don't think I do think it's a combination. Like when the world's ready, the world's ready, but also the person needs to be ready. So a lot of times I talk about coming out of the spiritual closet, really wearing your gifts, being standing in the authority of that. Because once you do, I mean, I have conversations with, very high level, quote unquote, business CEOs. And I just say to them, if I don't have to talk to you about Pluto's here and Mercury's there. I don't need to do the star talk, but I will walk into the stars the minute you're born, and I will channel the voice of your soul. And that's going to happen, or else you're not working with me, or else I am not your person.
Interesting. And how has that been received with people?
Really well. So, again, I am very overt about it now, so I am talking about the stars. I mean, I just issued an event that we're doing, and I just talked about, discover remedies for the cosmic, collisions or something like that, right? So I am very front facing about it. I do a weekly star forecast. People know that they're going to get the stars when they talk to me. But I will tell you, every once in a while, there'll be someone that will read about my more traditional business strategy history or something like that, and they want to tap into that information. And we can have a casual conversation about it, but I'm not working with you unless we do both.
I love that. I love that you have kind of settled into yourself, been very confident in yourself, and said, this is who I'm looking to work for. And I think that's something that a lot of business people out there, especially in the spiritual aspect, don't really think about who they want to work for, why, or who they want to be their clients. And having that ability to have the confidence to say, this is what I want for a client, this is what I don't, this is who I want to work with, this is what I don't, and being able to be okay with that decision, I think that's something you are helping so many people with, to have that confidence to know they can draw it in. And I'm just there, just I'm just hearing from the other side. So I'm just going to say, they're saying, have you ever went to work with someone and read some things in their stars where you're kind of like, don't know if I really want to go there?
So here's what, so I'll channel simultaneously. So what I know to be true is that whatever is being prompted to be voiced, given voice to, if somebody's sitting in front of me, they're ready to hear it. So there, I mean, and I this the reason why I think you were prompted to say that is because I was just having this conversation with Kelly Wagner, as a matter of fact, yesterday, right?
Interesting.
So lovely, right? Of the Edge Network, we'll just say that.
Didn't even know
Shout out
that.
to shout shout out to
Shout
Kelly.
out to
So
Kelly.
we were talking about, when people come to see me, they you have to really want it. Like you're going to transform. You are going to shift. I mean, we are going to do not only the oracle of like what's coming and what your soul wants you to know. I'm going to be going through your ancestry and your soul DNA. And I'm a time and space walker, right? So I'm just going to walk through all your timeline, and I'm going to be able to do some healing facilitation with you, should you be ready, right? And I'm also going to do the business strategy. That always happens. So because of that, because you're going to transform, I am not for the casual observer. I am not at that beginning phase of the awakening cycle. Like, you're just going to like hear about the stars, or you're just going to be woo curious. You're not my person. You can go to listen to the podcast. I do so many free events, and oh my God, I will love up on you and it will be wonderful. But if you're going to come into my container and I'm going to work with you, you're going to be transforming. So I have, connected to your soul. And I have no agenda. Like, what I say to my clients is, it doesn't matter that I know, it matters that you know. And you're only going to know and hear the things that you're ready for. I will set the intention to have those words and that energy be in your aura for future reflection or future tapping into. But again, if you're not ready for it, it's just going to hang out there and it's just going to be in the space in between, which is perfectly fine.
Absolutely. And I think that's really good for people to know that you can have these interactions, and sometimes people don't resonate, and that's okay. And to
Absolutely.
have that out there and know, just like you said, okay, if it doesn't resonate with them right now and they're not ready for that, it's out there. They can access it later, and you move on because you've already put out there what they need. And
Absolutely.
whenever they're ready for it, if they're ready ever, that's up to them. It's not your choice.
No, 100%, right? So again, this is where, I don't do a lot of, readings online with people that, just kind of coming in and I'll just run through their stars or whatever. Because again, for me, it's all about transformation. You are going to be opening yourself up to yourself. I want you to become more you. I want you to align with your soul mission. To answer your question a little bit more practically and definitively, do I deliver difficult messages? Absolutely. I deliver difficult messages a lot. If the person's ready and that's what their soul wants them to know, 100% they're going to hear it.
And I think that's important because sometimes, I mean, honestly, not everything is rainbows and unicorns out there.
Absolutely.
Sometimes there's some hard stuff to hear, but hearing that hard stuff, that will help you grow more than anything. So that's something important to remember and recognize. And like you said, using your intuition to know, is it the right time to say that? Are they ready for that hard truth out there? Some people aren't, and some it'll send them into a tailspin, but your intuitiveness has helped you all the way through your life. And they will, I'm going to step back a little bit because you're a lot of your, and I feel you've been intuitive your whole life. That's not something that has changed. But I feel when you had to really tap into it more with your son, how was that when you had to kind of go against doctor's orders in a way or go against what they said and really trusting yourself? How was that journey for you?
It was terrifying, right? Because two things. One is I was in my head all the time. So, blah, 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 blah. So if I was getting a message, I was like ricocheting it out by just my mind running amok. So I really had to learn to settle and quiet and find ways to connect, which is why I came up with that more active know, like, and trust yourself methodology. Because you couldn't tell me to just go sit in lotus position or go lie in Shavasana. It wasn't going to help. It wasn't going to
Right.
work. Especially when I was so fraught and I was so nervous about what could happen, that trajectory. I can remember, it was one of those epiphanal moments where, sitting there listening to this, absolutely, my son was like maybe 2 and a half at this point, maybe three, listening to this procedure they were going to do on him, which was just so invasive and so terrible. And I was sitting there and I'm like, what is happening? Like, what? Like, I'm watching the doctor talk, and I'm like, what is going on? And I was able to separate myself and realize, oh, wait a minute, I met this acupuncturist at an event like a month ago. Maybe I'll call him and see what he has to say. Changed everything. Like, literally, cha like literally changed every conceivable trajectory of what that could have done. And so then it was like, ooh, this is where the universe is really kind, as you know, right? You
Yes.
get this validation, and then you'll get another validation, and then you get another validation. You're like, oh, okay, this is how it works. Oh, I know. I can listen to this now, and I can actually take this advice and follow it. I will say it was really fraught because I feel as if, and with anybody, it was just like the circumstances were just so, it was so important. That it was just imperative, which in reality it probably wasn't, because it did take a handful, more than a handful of years. So I had pieces where I was doing baby steps, but at the time it always felt like it was a big, huge leap, when in fact I was probably walking, like 3 inches.
But as you were doing that, though, I mean, you have to realize, and I just keep hearing the emotions behind it, the emotions behind it. And when people are in a highly emotionally charged situation, it's difficult to listen to yourself because you have the human aspects of what's going on. And for you to, you talk about baby steps, but I think they're huge steps that you were taking, because when you're in that emotionally charged situation, you have, I mean, honestly, it's like having someone's life in your hands that you're responsible for. And how are you going to work your way through it and doing it in a way where you're honoring him, honoring the medicine and the what he needs, but still looking at other options and being able to put them together? That is huge, huge. And for you to be able to do that without falling into the, it just, I'm just going to say, sometimes a lot of people in those situations will fall into despair of, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm caught up in everything going on, like a train going and you just can't stop it. But for you to listen and have those different, like the acupuncturist coming in and doing that, and as you started following your own intuition and seeing the, did you see improvement in him right away? Or was it like, I'm doing this, but I don't know if it's really helping?
Yeah, I have to say the first 5 years were an absolute S show in this house. It was maybe a half step up, 2 steps back. I mean, because technically, like, this was early 2000s. People didn't talk about it. It was called Asperger's then. They didn't talk about autism. There were not, you go in on the internet, which barely existed then, and there was one book written in Australia. I mean, there wasn't a lot. There weren't support groups. There weren't people talking. I couldn't find any information. I knew something was wrong. We had therapists that we would set up with, and they were always so linear about what they were doing, and there was no crossover. And then we had the school, and there was just so many pieces. I remember he was about five and a half. I've written a book about all this to help other families. He was about five and a half, and I had about 10 people around, sitting around a table, and I felt like, for the first time, I felt like, oh, we have the team together. Like, we have the right people in place. And you talked about the emotions. I'm being pressed to say, I wrote the book and I titled it Heart Around Ankles, because when you find out something's wrong, it literally, your heart drops, boom, to your ankles, and it rattles around there until you figure out their solution.
I was going to ask you about the name of that. So I was going to say Heart Around Ankles. I'm like, how did you come up with that name? And it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. And I've got to say, that time, especially that time in our history, there really wasn't a lot out there. It was very new. People didn't know what it was. And there was a lot of pushback to honestly just put some medication on them and take care of it and go from there. And how did you handle some of that as you went forward?
So what I didn't realize is that, yes, I'm a paradigm shifter. I didn't really know it then. I'd go into businesses and I'd change the division, I'd change the department or whatever. Started a company, we changed the way we were doing things, having CEO's color. And this is like 2003. I mean, people were not doing this kind of thing. Right. So with Nick, so that's my son's name. So with him, what I realized is that I didn't have to do things the way that everybody was talking to me about. So, but I will tell you, it was squirrely for a while, because I'd be like, we'd go to this, we'd hear this doctor, I'd be like, I'm not going to do that. And then I'd go over here and I'd do this, and then I'd go over here and do that. So it was a lot of dodging and weaving for a little bit. And what I would say to my husband, it's like pushing molasses up a hill. Like, honestly, because you are going against, I went against almost everything. We had alternative schools. We did alternative therapies. I mean, these my poor kids. We were seeing shamans when they were like two, right? Like, we were meditating. Like, we were doing, I mean, we were doing all the stuff that like people just didn't do. We had tuning forks. We had essential oils. I mean, I did, when I say I have certificates like that are 2 inches thick, I mean everything. We did everything. Super lucky that my family, there are four of us. I have a daughter, my husband, and my son. and me that we were all ready, willing, and able to have an open mind, you know. So we were willing to try everything. We were just like, okay, let's just see what if this works. And my son had a huge appetite to digest healing, so that was really wonderful too.
As I say, that really is a big difference because people, they have that support around you, especially when you're doing something not in the norm. You're kind of pushing against what's normal, moving yourself out there. To have that support in your corner is huge. And
Huge.
obviously, you picked the right corner to be in, and all of you did.
Yeah. So it was so funny because, you know, we, because again, like always believing in the soul. And so that's, I think, one other thing too, is that I would talk to the higher self. Like I would talk to Nick's soul. And I wasn't doing this my own at first because I didn't know what I was doing, you know. So we had a shaman, we had a psychic, we had an oracle, we had an astrologer. I mean, we had lots of support because I wasn't listening to my intuition. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't access it. If I did, I probably questioned it like everybody, you know. It's a normal process until I got really like, oh no, this is exactly okay, great, you know, go left, go right. But well, where was I going to go with this? Sorry. Yeah, I'm being pulled to talk about the emotions again. Why are we being pulled to talk about the emotions
Emotions.
again?
Emotions are huge today. So they've got something going on,
Where do you want me to
emotions.
go with that? This is your
Well,
show. I don't want to derail it.
no, I'm fine with that because I keep feeling the emotions with people because emotions will. You forget who you are. You
Yeah.
forget you're connected. When you start going into the deeper emotions, especially when it's people closest to us, when we step into those situations, we can't think intuitively a lot. We really have to take a moment, step back to hear from our higher selves rather than just through our emotions, because it's a roller coaster, you know, for
Yeah.
people to say, oh, once you get intuitive and you get in tune, everything is smooth sailing. Well, I have to tell you right now, it is not.
It is absolutely not. I'm shaking my head. It is absolutely, it's like not. And again, I had this conversation with somebody last week about the only difference is when you're wildly, you know, connected and you're following your soul and you're in that alignment, you identify things more quickly. You have that equanimity where you can, you know, maneuver and you can travel to that spiritual element and then help resolve the emotional impact or the physical impediment or whatever. It just shortens the cycle and maybe like makes the dip more shallow. That's what I feel. It doesn't go away.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's not that it goes away, but it's that you can recognize it. Once you recognize it, you can stop the pattern. You can set yourself back. You can reset yourself and get yourself back on track quicker and quicker and quicker. The more in tune you are to your intuitive aspect, to your higher self, the more in tune you are to that, everything is just easier to navigate, but it doesn't mean you're not navigating.
Exactly. No, 100%. Absolutely.
And as you started working with people and you were working with doctors and all kinds of different medical professionals, and as you started using some of these alternative aspects and they saw some improvement, were they asking you questions or were they just kind of just letting it slide and moving on to the next person?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't even know that they were really tracking. I mean, it was very siloed. It was extremely siloed. And so, you know, the lucky thing for me were twofold. One is that I can look at things from a 30,000-foot view and always have been. I'm a strategist. I can do that. The other thing is I had so much consulting background that I did. It sounds terrible to say as a mother, but I'd be like, okay, I'm going to put my consulting hat on. And I'm like, how do I just, people are teaching him strategies and we're looking at skills and workarounds. I was like, no, why don't we look for solutions? Why don't we look to rewire his brain? That's essentially what we did. I was like, no, 100%, this is what we're doing. And people would say, you can't do it. I'm like, watch me. And we did.
I love the fact that you said you put your strategist hat on because that's kind of setting yourself out of emotions. That's taking yourself out of emotions. That's going back in and going, is there another way to think this through? Is there another way to do it? So I think that's really important for people to realize. Sometimes you have to, especially when there's people close to you or situations close to you, even if it's your business close to you, to step back, put that different hat on and look at it from that 30,000 foot view.
Yeah, and so it's interesting because this is another conversation that I had. I must have had all these conversations to preface this conversation with
I
you. And
guess so.
right? So asking, like when something happens, things happen, right? You have a difficult conversation with somebody, you have a client that's wrangling, you've got a problem confrontation, whatever is happening. I always say to people, ask two questions. Ask, how am I right? And how are they wrong? Because this is the emotional. We're just feeding, satisfying the emotions, right? But then flip it. How are they right? And how am I wrong? And you will get a whole different perspective. And you'll be, if you allow yourself to free that attachment or judgment that you may have, you will get you'll get an insight. I can't tell you how many times when I ask, how am I wrong? Oh, the joy of the answers that come. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's like, I'm wrong in so many ways. Okay, tell me. Like, let's just go. Let's just see how we can shift this and just look at it from a completely different lens.
I think that's a really great strategy for people because a lot of times, especially, and I'm just going to say, especially now, the energy of now has been pretty divisive out there. So
Yes.
people are
Edgy.
kind of edgy. So the first thing is, they start going at. So it's really taking the time to back off and saying, wait, how am I wrong? How am I even portraying what I'm trying to say in a way that's making it feel divisive to someone else? And really stepping back because how am I portraying this? How am I, maybe not putting it out like I really want to? It's not coming off like I want to. And looking at it differently and looking at it from their side, it really makes a difference to help take that divisiveness out of here and really find ways to work together in a fun way where it doesn't have to be like you're at each other all the time. And have you noticed a difference in people in the last few years? Have things changed where people are, for one thing, there this twofold question, one, more open to hearing about all of this and bringing it together, and two, how to for themselves to move beyond it and bring it into their lives in a deeper way besides just what you're working with people.
Yeah, so I will say, well, because being an astrologer and being really intuitive, I knew the timing, right? So here we are, backside of 2020, all these energies opened up. We're never going to go back to a way where we're not having that beautiful feminine, mysterious, unknown potential. What else do we want to call it? Universal intuitive inclination. Like, okay, I think I covered that. That's always going to be a factor. Again, my role of being that bridge is to incorporate it as part of the masculine, right? So for me, I see that beautiful dance between the feminine and the masculine all the time. So if I look at that and I say, yes, people are much more open to a new way, it's two reasons. I say it's either they're fascinated because it's more commonplace now. I mean, Fast Company, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, who else is using? I mean, so many companies are using astrology now, right? So it's just wonderful, right? So that makes my life easier. But then we can see it, and we can see, like, especially I think it's Gen Z that is really open to it. And it's, again, they're younger, so much more from a, let's say, self-centered perspective. How's my love life? What's going to happen to me tomorrow? That's perfect. Great. Because that's laying foundation. That's really beautiful. Regarding people being open, I will say that is where it's twofold. So we've got that beautiful fascinated. Sure, I want to lean in. I want to find out a little bit more. I want to really, really figure out how to use this. The other one, though, is frustrated. People are more and more frustrated because the energies are moving much, much more quickly, right? And we can say, oh, it's just trends, it's technology, it's a shortened cycle. That's all this, that's cosmic, right? That's where we are in the world. That's how the energies want to work. And so for us to be able to stay ahead of the trends, or to be able to grow our businesses, or to be able to seek success, those are very masculine oriented. That's very masculine oriented language. I'm using that on purpose because honestly, the way to do that now is going to be through the feminine with the masculine. You're not going to be able to, just exhaust yourself, just exhaust your resources, just, compete. You're not going to be able to have grow overs and just constantly expand. There's a cyclic energy. I mean, I know I'm talking to you. I know I'm talking to your audience though right now because I know you know all of
They
this.
Yes.
Right. So, but there is this beautiful, there's this beautiful, like the yin and the yang, the personal, the professional, that outward expression, that inner life, that beautiful known traditional way of doing things, and that very beautiful unknown non-traditional way of doing things. There's a beautiful marriage of that right now, and it's luscious.
Absolutely, I agree. It's fun to see people starting to marry those two parts together instead of always keeping it separate. Like you have to have this, and you can't bring the masculine, you can't bring the feminine into work. You can't do, and then you can't bring the masculine into intuitive business. It's like it all fits together, and people are finally, I feel, finally starting to really make that connection and bring them together in ways that haven't been done for before. And correct me if I'm wrong, I feel there's going to be a change in how business is done going forward. And if so, how have you been seeing the change for yourself and for people creating their businesses?
Yeah, so this is my lane. This is exactly what I do. Yes to all of it. Okay, so absolutely businesses will be operating differently. It's going to take for those larger corporations, and so those,
Right.
top of the pyramid kind of thing, it's either going to go two ways. One is like the if the CEO is really into the new way and gets that spark, then that cascade can be just luscious and beautiful. If not, that will take longer for them to change, just because they're behemoths. It just takes a while to pivot. I work with small businesses because I want to see the pivot quickly. I you know what? I've done all the big corporate stuff, right? Like, so now I'm like working with solopreneurs, micropreneurs, small businesses, because I'd love to see the epiphanies take hold and then the change happen, right? Because that's where that transformative progress happens. And then there's a ripple effect with that, right? So the way I work with my business leaders is that I am teaching them not only how to develop their intuition, but how to use the stars. And so they don't need to do astrology at all. They don't even need to, develop their own intuition. They can do it to the extent that they want, because I say to them, use my intuition while you're developing yours, right? And this
Right.
is where I follow that methodology: clearing your mind, really opening yourself up to your purpose, welcoming in your soul mission, standing in your power, like liking yourself enough to take time off, work with the cycles, satisfy yourself, work with the clients that light you up, all those like softer qualities. And then that trusting, that's the money shot. Because one thing I do say, which is, I had to learn this. I was valuing my business expertise at a level that I wasn't valuing my magical one. So when I first started getting into the astrology, I did what most astrologers do. I charge $125. I do a session. I'm one and done. There you go. All lovely things. I was charging such a premium for business. I was undervaluing my magical gifts. And that was a huge epiphany that happened to me towards like that 2018, 2019 timeframe. This is why I don't consider me doing my work until then, because I wasn't taking myself seriously enough to say, wait a minute, I have these gifts that are so unique. We all do. And if they're so unique and I value them so much, because it's like that when you first do it, like you're like, ooh, I got a message, like, oh, yay, right? And you get
Yes.
that feedback and you're like, oh, thank God, right? So we all go through that growth, right? So as you're doing that, of course, you're practicing and all the things. But once you really get into the rhythm and it's natural for you, why would we say, oh, I have my MBA and I worked with Fortune 50s, and so therefore I can charge whatever, but
Right.
I'm only going to charge for this because it's new. One of my things is all about that value, really standing in it and wearing it. Like, I'll tell my clients, you need to, you, this is where this, I'm answering your question a little bit differently, Angela, is that, do traditional business consultants say to their clients, I want you to taste in the jawline what your rates are and how your value is, and I want you to feel the gifts in your heart, and I want you to energetically walk in it? Those are the types of tips I will give my clients, and homework I give them.
And I think that's something important for people to know. I feel you hit on a really big subject because a lot of times people put this, the metaphysical aspect of it is that is a lower category than working out in the business world. And that's what we've been told. I mean, I've been told that, and that was something I had to kind of move through going, And it was the told, well, all this stuff over here, that stuff's supposed to be free or almost free. And that's the part that tripped me up at first, because I'm like, well, I still gotta live. I still got bills
I
to pay.
know. Yeah. And I will tell you, so I was just having a conversation with my one of my strategists. She happens to be a system strategist. And I was saying, and I was a little cheeky, but I was saying, I can
Not
sell something.
you.
I can, yeah, right. I can sell something for $25,000, easy peasy. I can't sell something for $297. I just can't do it. It just doesn't happen, right? But honestly, it's because people, when they know that they're in a container for a certain amount of time and they know what the transformation they're going to get and they recognize the value of it because you recognize the value of it. Number one, this is what never happens. But I'll do it in the positive way. People show up on time. People never miss. People pay on, like they take it seriously. They listen. When you're doing something with them, they are attentive. They are present. There's none of this. I don't get any distracted people. I just don't get any of that because people are serious. When they're paying the kind of money they're paying me, they're serious.
And I think that's something really important for people to hear, because that's one of the things I realize when you're doing something for free or when you're doing it for a very reduced rate, people look at it as it doesn't have that much value, even though it's the same as you would have given any other time, but they look at it as not as much value, and they won't pay attention. They don't take it as seriously. They won't listen as carefully. So I absolutely agree with you on that one. It is very important for people to hear that. And I just hearing from them on the other side, more people need to hear that. The more you do things free or very, very reduced rate, people don't look at it as a value. Like you would think, I'm doing this great thing, it's a value. They don't look at it as a value.
100%. So I do a lot of free events. Like I have a podcast. I started at the top of the year. I'm already on episode 80. You know, so I'm very invested. I have a blog. I write for The Edge magazine. I do a lot of events that are, like I said, they're free. I am more than happy to do that. However, I recognize the level that I'm going to be operating. Not that I'm not going to show up, I'm going to definitely be there, but if something is super serious or something has that magnitude, I'm going to gate it and it's going to be gated through a payment. And it's going to be part of a bigger container. But I do have a fair warning for my lovely clients who are on the intuitive realm, not necessarily the business one. If you don't know how to sell and you're not comfortable selling, don't just keep giving all of your things away. Because I will do the free events because they're prospect building for me. And if those people are ready to work with me, then I'm definitely going to sell to them. So that's, I think, a little bit of a different thing. I just wanted to fine-tune that.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. And that's what people really need to know. When you're doing something free, how are you using it to help get other clients? Because it should be something to help you get other clients too. And I'm just hearing like, oh my gosh, you know, that's not spiritual. It's like, it's real world business that you need to do also. And that's something I feel a lot of people are still struggling with, that there is a real world business that you need to look at when you're doing a business, along with the spiritual aspect, melding them together. And have you found that there's, as you've been, because you've been doing this for a while now, but since you started your new way, your new part of their business, have you noticed there's less and less, the shift is starting to happen where people are valuing their time more than what they did before?
Yes, and I am going to go back a little bit. So I am going to retract a little bit. So thank you for giving me the liberty to do that. So here's the universe. Your soul does not want you to be living in lack. There's no nobility with this. There's no, you're not a better person. I apologize to you for right now, but I am being pressed very hard to say this.
Absolutely.
There's no nobility in you being poor. And you giving your beautiful, gorgeous, unbelievably like luscious magical gifts and not valuing them. The abundance exchange is where that beautiful opening can happen. And so when someone comes to you, you're not going to make anybody go into debt. I turn a lot of people away and I give them things for free. And I have like all these luscious containers for people because yes, of course I want them to be able to grow into themselves. I have a referral list for a lot of people. Like you go work with these people and until you're ready. I guess I'm on a vision boards for a lot of people, right? So that's beautiful. That's luscious. That's beautiful. I don't know why I keep saying luscious, but that's gorgeous.
I like luscious.
I do too. And what I do want to say is that your soul, like one of the things I say is like aligning with your soul mission to become rich and powerful, to then make the big impact. And then if you want to leave the legacy, like that's the full sentence of it. Your soul has no inhibitions about how much money you make or what's in your bank account. Or, I mean, your soul is like abundance is the bounty of the world, the harvest of the world, the ability to have that beautiful, gorgeous prosperity flow. And we can define abundance differently. It could be free time. It can be spending time with loved ones. It could be your intuitive gifts. It can be so many different ways. So I'm hearing that you and I are hearing the same language right now. We're totally
Yes.
tapped in. Money
Yes.
is not evil. Money is beautiful. Money's an energy that I love money. Money loves me. I have all these free money programs because I just want people to just get over their money issue. Like there's no, there's money has n like there, the, money loves to flow. Like money loves to make money. When people are making money, they're in the flow. It's just gorgeous. And I will tell you, the people that are in my higher end containers, they are so completely open. And that's where the beautiful healing facilitation happens because they've made up their mind to do it. They've committed their time, they've committed their resources, they've carved out their calendar, they have the tools at the ready. I mean, they are saying yes to major shifts. And so when somebody is leaning in that way, they're open, and then that's when your gifts can really have that beautiful impact.
I love that because that is something I keep hearing too, is people have put money as a bad and evil thing for so long, and it really needs to change that mindset. This is a time I just keep hearing the going forward, this is not a time to think money is evil and money is something to hold you back and people with money are bad. When you look at people and think they look at them and say, oh, they have more than I do, that's you're telling yourself you can't have what they have. And it's important for people to realize you have to look at money differently. You don't have to. You can stay poor if you want, is what I'm hearing, but
I mean, it's everything's a choice, right? So I guess we're going to get into, I guess we're going to go here because
Yeah.
I just did a free 3-part money series for people, and I will literally offer this to your following if you want me to do
Cool.
that, because
Absolutely.
100%. I just did a Lionsgate summit with somebody last week, and it was in the intuitive realm, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm giving this to you. Like, I mean, this is happening, right? And why? Because there's so many people that are so incredibly gifted, and think about what you could do if you had more resource. You could reach more people. You could do pro bono work if you wanted to. You could do things. Why am I being pressed to say this? I don't know, but like you could do things where you're working with, I don't know, you're working with moms or something, right? And you're working with people that have a little bit more largesse, and so they can choose to do it, and there's just a little bit of comfort there, and that feels really good. But then you can do something with teens, or you could do something with children. I mean, it gives you the freedom. That's really what it's all about. It gives you the freedom of choice. It gives you the freedom of recognition. It gives you the freedom of impact. It is, yeah, it's just gorgeous. I mean, I'm on a board. I do a lot of pro bono. I mean, but I get to do that because all of my things are covered.
That's important right there because I see people doing pro bono and they don't have enough money to even afford their rent for that month or the food and
Exactly.
they're relying on other things. That's not the time to do pro bono. Pro bono is when you're set up, you're financially free, you have the freedom to choose what you want to do. And I feel that's something it I'm they're going on this tangent. This is a time to realize this is about you being the most abundant you can possibly be because you can make the most impact when you have the most freedom to do and choose who and what you want to do. Think of all the people you can impact when you have the financial freedom for yourself.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's the thing. Then you can hire other people to do things, and so there you're just like creating your own little economy, right? Like you have a handful of people working with you, you know, and you can do it fractionally. You can do, you know, vendors. Like there's so many things that you can do, right? But then you get into the position where you freed yourself up to be able to serve in your zone of genius, right? Like in what you really love to do, right? Like I am terrible at technology, and so if I have to touch tech, I'm like, guys, this is not going to be good, right? Like something's going to go wrong. And I know that. And yes, I can do all the things if I need to, and of course I do when I need to. If it's a deadline perspective, or somebody's on vacation or what have you. But if you create your calendar, if you have your client roster, if you know that your value is being appreciated, and you can stand in that. It's amazing. That's when your sole purpose really comes to the fore and you are very much aligned with that. And then think of the impact that you're having. The person sitting in front of you can feel all that. They can
Yes.
feel, I don't have an agenda. When I'm on a sales call with somebody, I send so many people away because I'm like, you're not ready, or this isn't a good fit, or you're going to be going over your skis and I'm not going to have you go over your skis, but let's do this for the meantime, or this is beautiful person you can work with to get you ready, and or you're not my person. I have the
Yes.
freedom to do that.
And that's huge. That's huge for people because there's a lot of people I've seen where it's like, well, whoever's there, I'll take anybody. It doesn't matter. I just want to have people. It's like, well, it's good, but what people do you have? Are they people that really align with you? And that's something I feel you're helping people realize is who does align with you? What do you want? And I just keep hearing your goal. You're so goal oriented. You have like the goals. It's like the money and then the money. And they keep showing like numbers going in front of me all
I
the
love numbers. I grew up in finance. I grew up in finance. I love numbers. I mean, honestly, I can tell you my numbers anytime, any day. I can tell all the things. That's just who I am, right? But yet I'm going to be talking to you about channeling the voice of your soul. I'm going to be talking to you about, like, I just did a time walk and your soul DNA from 1800 is a little, right? Like, I mean, those are the words I'm using. But yet there's the masculine side too. So you have both the feminine and the masculine.
And that's something really important for people to realize is there are both sides of yourself and to put those together and know when you're working with people, you're showing that financial side and that soul side and how you can meld them together because it's really been separated for far too long. And I think it's amazing that there's people like you out there showing put these two sides together, and you have that financial background, that number background to show them. Because so many people are like, oh, yeah, great. You know, you can talk big, but how do you know? And you're going, yeah, I do know. I've done it. I know the numbers. I know how they work. And there's something you had where your numbers, even for like for your investments, are like the pie number chart that you put everything together.
Yes, you can see that, can you? Absolutely.
Why?
Yep, absolutely.
And it's, you know, people, I feel people should look at their numbers. And you had talked about how it feels in your jaw, how the numbers feel in your jaw when you say a number. How do you take people through that feeling numbers in their jaw? How does that happen for you?
So what will happen is, so in my small group one-on-one, a client will come and they'll say, okay, this is what's happening right now. This is my client list, or I'm looking for sales, or because we all go through these cyclic cycles,
Right.
right? So I'll say, okay, so where are we? Like, where are you? Like, when if you have like a product that you're selling, or you have a system, let's just stay in the intuitive world. Say you do readings, right? And you are an energy facilitator. Maybe you do yoga. Let's do that, right? So, but you have a twist on it. You've got like maybe some herbal lists or something like that. You're coming in. Maybe you sell some crystals. So you've got like a bulk. What I say to people is that, okay, where are you right now? How many clients do you need? What is your sales process? Like, how are you getting them? This all matters, right? Like, how do people find you? And oftentimes I'll hear is that there's so many people I have to service. I'm continually selling. Like, I don't have a great package or whatever. So I'll say, okay, let's develop a package. Let's just look at it, like widen the lens. This is where strategy comes in. What if somebody came in and worked with you for 5 months instead of 3 times? What if someone came in and bought a beautiful package with you that had the beautiful herbs and it had the consultation and it had the lovely, what else did I say? Crystals, right? Like what if you like opened that up and had a bundle? Wouldn't that be easier to sell? Okay. Intellectually, Angela, yes. Oh no, I need to hear it come out of your mouth. Okay. What are we gonna, 'cause then they'll get all on my energy and they'll be like, okay, I'm gonna charge $1,000. I'm like, I love that number. I don't care what the number is. I love the number. 10 million, 14 cents, whatever works for you, right?
Right.
Come up with $1,000. And I'm like, now I want you to hear you say it. I want you here to hear you say the number. And they'll be like, yeah, I just did that on, yes, I just did that. Okay. And I'm like, and if you can't say it, then no one's going to be able to hear it. And if you think you're going to throw it over the wall, that's what I call it when you put it in a lead magnet or you put it in an email or whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to say it or else that energy's in there. So you have to walk around. I make them walk around the house. I'm like, I want you to say, I have a beautiful bundle that has crystals and herbs and yoga for 5 months and it's $1,000. I want to hear you say that. And until you can say it without your heart jumping or your mouth wobbling or your stomach dropping, then that's not the right price for you. That's what that looks like.
I love that because a lot of people, they put this number out there and it really is unachievable to them in their psyche because when they say it sounds good, but when they actually say it and say, oh, someone's going to pay this much for this,
Oh yeah, the
then
whole
it.
voice goes, oh, you did that. You did it perfectly. So I'll tell a personal story. When I at top of 2020, I said, okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna value magic as much as I value business. I'm gonna come out and I want to charge $2,500 a month. That was my number. I felt good. I was like, no. First few sales calls, and I can sell. Oracle used to fly me around the country to close deals, so I can sell, right? First two calls, and I was like, it wouldn't come out of my mouth. So those calls didn't even count, right? Next time I was like, okay, what's the number? It was 750. I was like, okay, so great. It was more than the 125 or the 225 or whatever I was selling before, right? It felt really good. And I was like, okay, if this is my goal, that $2,500 a month is my goal, that's where I am, then it takes me so a while to get there. Great. So this is a goal. Where are you right now and how are you going to get there? That's what I do with clients on that end of my client roster.
I think that's important for people to know because as you start, you can't get to that top level right away, but as you start doing incrementally, then you start going, I keep hearing people start believing in themselves that
Yes.
they're worth it and that they're worth charging that amount. And that is the crux of a lot of it is believing they're worth it. And
Oh,
as
that's
you,
everything.
yeah, it just feels like as you start charging more, then oh, I am worth this. Oh, I'm worth that. No, I'm worth more.
Because when you're not worth it, what ends up happening, you just throw the kitchen sink at everything. Because then you think, well, I'm just going to give them more. That's not what this is about. People don't want more. They're not necessarily looking for more. Sometimes less is more, right? So my one-on-one clients, it is $2,500 a month to work with me. They meet with me once for 90 minutes and they get Voxer support. They do have access to custom rituals and all the things. My lower end program is $500 a month and they get tons of stuff. Like they get workshops and they get exercises and they see me 3 times a month in a group. Why? Because they have more time. They can do it. They need to see other people. They need to hear other people's questions. They need those foundational tools. So less is more in a lot of cases because people get exactly what they need when they need it.
I love that. And this is really, I think there's a lot of great nuggets in all of these conversations today for people to really hear this and to start looking at themselves and feeling themselves as more abundant in a lot of different ways. And abundance is also that freedom to set your own schedule, freedom to have the time off, freedom to have the ability to have more time with family if that's one of your options. And is that also something that, so you're a go-to business person in a lot of different ways. You love the numbers, you love all that. Was there a way of how did you balance between that and family life? Because you had a lot going on with your son. Your son is older now, and I feel he's doing very well.
Yes, he just graduated from college. He's doing really well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It took a lot. I mean, I am very good. You read it right. Like you saw the pie chart. I'm very goal oriented. I'm a Capricorn for anybody who wants to know astrologically. And so for me, my biggest thing was to slow the yawn, to like really bring it back, to understand how to, to be in that yin energy, to understand how to be quiet, how to receive. Oh my God, it took me forever to figure out how to receive. I mean, it was just like I could. That was a disaster. Disaster for me. So it probably took me like a decade, right? So it was going to a lot of yoga, doing a lot of meditations, doing a lot of retreats, forcing myself in some ways, which sounds ridiculous when you're like, I'm forcing quiet time, right? But I had a lot of tools,
True, though.
right? It's true. Like I had a lot of tools. What I've realized for me is like my favorite, absolute favorite thing to do if I'm in that intuitive space is creating. I love writing. I love, coming up with new ideas. I love channeling. I just love channeling. So my husband and I have a boat that we go on to in the summer. And so I'll just be out there and I'm just like, da, 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 da. I'm channeling. I'm just like in heaven. We'll see what happens. Like, oh, Lilith came. Here's a message. I guess I'm doing this on Lionsgate. Okay, let's go. Or, oh, you're gonna do money this week. Okay. And I just adore that. So for me, I found it to be a little bit more playful and a little bit more fun. And that's where with a lot of my clients, if I go to tell them and just go sit and meditate and do some transcendental thing, they're going to leap through the Zoom room and they're going to strangle me, right? So I'm like, I have a lot of things at the ready that are a little bit more active, but then can help slow them. It helps get them out of their mind, into their heart, helps them get into their body. We do a lot of sensorial things. It's an invitation. It's like this beautiful invitation that you walk down.
And that's something I think people need to realize is when you said, if I'd tell them to meditate, it would be like they'd want to reach through and grab me. Because a lot of, especially people that are, you've got so much going on, you want to get going and taking the time to meditate. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of, for me, meditation, good luck. It's more of like, hey, I got some time. I got about 2 minutes. You guys got time.
You 100%. Okay. I love that because I have a whole faction of my clients that I get 2 minutes. I'm like, can I stretch it to three? Can I do this custom ritual for you in 3 minutes instead of two? And I'll let you walk. That's what I do a lot with my very high achieving active clients. Other ones, I can do a 20-minute meditation with them and it's gorgeous and great, but some of them are like, I get 3 minutes. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, okay, how much time have I taken? Yeah.
It's just recognizing if that's what you're in the moment, then just take the 2 or 3 minutes and call it good and go on and don't criticize yourself because it was 3 minutes and not 30,
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be honest with you. I don't meditate for 20 minutes every morning. I think that's the prescription people talk about, right? I don't do that. But like you, I'm connected a lot. So, I don't know. When I want to, I will do it. Or if I'm feeling the nudge to, or I'll be writing and all of a sudden a message comes through and I'm like, oh, apparently we're doing this right now. So, okay. And then I always ask, is it mine or is it for somebody I know or does it just need to land? Because any one of those things could be true.
And it's really paying attention to yourself. How do you feel that day? Is this working for me today? Is it not working for me? And if it's not working, then God, just move on. Just do
Yeah.
something different because it's like it just they're just showing me like a jail cell where people just push themselves and push themselves. I have to do this. I have to do this. And they're just showing a jail cell and closing the door. Like, you just put yourself in jail. You can't accomplish anything when you're doing that.
You're not open to receiving anything. And like, what I'll tell a lot of people is we always think, why do we think this? Well, because our minds. So we think we're gonna hear all these messages. Oh, I'm gonna hear all these messages when I'm in meditation. No, you're gonna like get to commune with yourself and remind yourself you have a body, right? Like, I mean, that's really what it's all about, right? So it's like, ooh, get that relief. Oh, hello, here I am, right? And you're right. Sometimes that can take 2 seconds and sometimes it takes 10 minutes. But yeah, I always tell people to have an activity pack. In meditation, which I know that sounds weird, counterintuitive, but have some oracle cards, have a book, have a journal, have a tuning fork, have some crystals. This is what I give these to my clients. But for other people, just have multiple things. Some days you're gonna be like, this feels so great. I'm gonna listen to a guided meditation. This is lovely. Other days you're gonna be like, I can't slow my mind down. I need to read something.
And that's something too, because everybody's day is different. You may plan, and I just keep hearing from the other side. Good luck with planning your days every day and making it all go out. You need to flow with the energy and not plan so much.
Absolutely.
Have you found for yourself when you're working with clients to give them options when they're working through things, like instead of just this is the way to do it, instead of just having one way, are you giving multiple options for people to work through so they can find what's best?
Yeah, it depends on the client. So there are some people that are really great and they want choice and they need choice. And there are other people that you just have to just give them one thing. So it depends on who they are. So yeah, because I'll have clients that will run amok. So I have clients that one-on-one client, I always, say to them, you have access to everything. Oh, no, but you don't if your mind is way too active and you're going to just like get yourself into a tangle. Then I won't let you do a lot of things. I'll be like, no, you can do this right now. That would be great. How about just slow your roll? Let's just do that, right? Because people will come in and they think that they want to do all these things. They just wrap themselves up and then they're just going to be in their mind and they're just going to be tangled. So that's not going to be helpful. Depends on the person.
And that's true. I like how you said it depends on the person. The person, every person's different, and every person. So I'm just hearing from the other side. Every person needs to look at how they operate and work within how you operate instead of trying to force yourself to work like someone else operates. And that's something I feel your intuition makes such a big difference when you're working with people, because your intuition is letting you know how the other person operates to help get them in the cycle they need.
Absolutely. Like I don't like I show up as a conduit. Like I'm literally just channeling, not just channeling, but like I'm literally channeling their soul, and their energy is telling me, and their soul is telling me exactly what that person needs. So whether they're sitting in front of me or whether I do Voxer, right? So that's like WhatsApp. So they'll just say, oh, hey, what's this is what's happening right now. What should I do? And I'll just literally start channeling in their energy and give them the best either advice or ask the questions or guidance or direction or whatever it is that is timely for them.
I love that. Love that. And as you've been working with so many different people and you've been moving everything through for them, helping them, I'm hearing the blocks, helping the blockages that they're coming through. So when they're coming up with some of these blockages, because honestly, when people come in and they feel there's no way to get around this block, they're looking for you for advice on these blocks. What are some of the strategies you may use for blockages?
Yeah, well, let's just use an example, right? Because they could be varied. So let's say it's a money
Right.
block. We were on the money conversation. Let's go,
Yeah.
like money
Yeah.
block, right? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at their energy or kind of feel their energy, and they have a money block. There's so many different flavors of money blocks, right? So it could be a limiting belief. It could be something ancestral. It could be something that they learned, in their behavior as an adult, as a child. It could be something that they came in with, right? It could be something in their stars that they wanted to wrangle with and get through. So depending on the type of block, some of the things that I could do, I always take a practical lens and I take a magical one. They'll always be both because I'm always going to do the feminine, masculine, always. So magically what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll give them, maybe it's a story about an ancestry, or maybe it's a story about soul DNA. And then there'll be a custom ritual to help them overcome that, to help them ease that, because that's a magical, solution. Practically, I'll start doing things with, do you know your numbers, for example, or are you in a sales trough, or have you had clients just leave you? Like, there's usually an impetus. Are you worried about cash flow? Do you have a did you overhire for your team or something like that? So we will go in and we will dive in and look at their numbers and we'll get the answers, because numbers always tell the story. They don't have any emotion. They will give the answer, and then that way at least there'll be that clarity of the mind, so then we can take action.
That's something I think is really important for people to realize is to take the emotion out of it, just go with the numbers, start moving through that, start understanding them at a deeper level. And I just keep hearing not having the criticism if the numbers aren't what you want, because I feel the criticism is important to recognize that it can be there, but you need to kind of step back from it and you want to say something, go
I
ahead.
do. I do. Here. So the criticism, because it, I mean, like, so you say your dream is $10,000 a month. Say that's your dream, right? And you're at $2,000 or $1,000 or $400, right? Like, so your mind is going to be like, you are not doing what you're supposed to. You did it wrong, or you missed this out. Why did you let that client go? All the things, and you should be doing this. And, oh, your mind is going to nag you, right? Like, absolutely. So the mind needs a timeout, right? So, but to give the mind the timeout, this is where you clarity helps, because it's like giving the mind a job, right? Give yourself permission that you are where you are. You just are where you are. You have to start somewhere. So here you are. So say you're at $400 a month. Oh my God, that's amazing that you're at $400 a month. There's so many other people that aren't at $400 a month. Good for you. You were at $0 a month before. Now you're at $400 a month. That's a great runway to have. Now, where do you want to go? Is it really $10,000? Is that really your number? Is that just what you think your number is? Because then you have to look at like what you're willing to do and what rates you have and how you get sales and all the things. Maybe $10,000 is just a ridiculous number that you just dreamed up, or somebody else told you it should be that. Maybe your right number is $3,000 a month. Oh my goodness, you are fractionally, oh my God, you're like 1/6 of the way there. This is amazing. Like, what can you do? Like, are there prior clients? Because I will tell you that every single person I work with, doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter how much money they have. I'm talking about nine-figure, 10-figure businesses, same thing. Your current clients are being underserved right now. Missing out. And you have following, or you have alumni that if you just reached out to them, they would say yes to you. It's always in a three or a five pack, bar none. So people who are really like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm like, when's the last time you reached out to the people that you're working with right now? When's the last time you told the people that used to work with you the new things that you're doing?
Very good advice. Very good advice, because you do have this pool of people you've already worked with, and how are you approaching them? How are you going through that? That's very important for people to realize.
Yeah, and you can have an invitational. It's going to be a beautiful fireside chat or a poolside chat, or you're going to get them together, and you're going to be like, "Oh my God, this is so great. I can't, I was thinking of you, and this is, I would love to have a conversation." You're not going to sell to them. You're going to have a beautiful conversation with them, and you're going to see where they are. You're going to ask them how they could use some support. You're going to ask them what would feel really good to them. And then if the opportunity presents, you're going to have the conversation. It's
I
easy.
love that.
Just a conversation.
I love that. Love that. Love that. And that's so important, because a lot of times people are always striving. I need more, need new, need new. And they're forgetting about all the people they already have, and taking, not taking advantage, but being able to look at that and go, I already have these people. Let me work with what I already have. And anything new is just icing on the cake.
Absolutely. Because when you, and you could say you shift into appreciation, you shift into gratitude, you take that $400 and all of a sudden you're making $1,400, then you start feeling good. Because everybody knows when you're in the flow, that's when things happen. And then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, I just got another client. Oh my goodness. And all of a sudden you are at the $3,000. And then when you feel full, when you're at that, maybe that's your number. Because no one cares about the numbers. No one does. No one does.
Except you.
Except for you, honestly. And it's no one else's business. I mean, because I know online everybody's like, oh, so much money you're making. I'm like, you're kind of crazy people. Like, that's fine, but no one cares.
And you know, that's true. Really, no one does care. You just need to do your own thing and not worry about anybody else, because honestly, you're the one that has to live your life every day. They're not living with you. It Nobody really cares. They may care for like this much time.
Right.
Then
Only in
they're off.
comparison to them. Like, all because
They're
they're
off.
really, they don't, they're like, oh, you're making, say you are making $10,000 a month, right? And that person that is looking at you is like, oh, or maybe they're like, oh, only, like whatever, that they're not thinking about you. They're comparing themselves. So, and again, I know that I don't think it's such a trend this year. I know it was a trend a few years ago. I was like, this is hilarious.
Watching everybody do the comparison to each other. It's
Like,
like,
why? I was like, good for you. Yay.
Well, I know we're getting close to the end, because I know you've got to get out of here. And I just wanted to ask if there's anything else you'd like to cover before we close today.
No, just honestly, let's make sure that in the show notes, or however you do your beautiful radio show, that I give you the URL that you need for, so we can get people into that free Money in the New Era course. And I will tell you, the first 40 people that did it in the first week, this was a free 3-hour workshop that I did it over 3 days. And there's like a 30-page guide, I think, that goes with it. The first 40 people they materialized $290,000. That's an average of about $8,000 a person.
That's very cool.
This works.
Very cool. And I've got to say, I did take your free quiz
Oh, you
online.
did?
I
What's your
did.
signature?
It was your intuitive success type, I think is the one
Yep,
I
it is.
took.
Yep.
It is the collaborative explorer.
Ooh, yum. You're a connector. This is your time. This is your time. The energies of 2024, yes, edgy, but it's all about collaboration. And the energies for 2025 are fiery, but it's all about connection.
Awesome.
So
I'm
you are
excited.
perfectly.
Woo! I want to encourage other people to go online, and you have some other that's the different quizzes and things on there. Go ahead and check them out. It's very interesting, very cool. And I appreciate it. I looked at all the work you put into that and the printout you get later, or that you get from doing this quiz. And it's like you have put a lot of work into it, and I appreciate all you've been doing. And I encourage other people, go check out everything she's got on her website, because there is so much yummy. And what was the other thing?
Luscious.
So much lusciousness over there. So definitely go check it
Perfect. Thank you.
out. Well, I wanted to thank you so much, Kim. I want to thank you so much for your time, for sharing your knowledge, for being here. And I love your energy and your attitude is so much fun. And so do they. They're like, woohoo.
Yay.
So thank you so much. I appreciate you greatly. And I also want to encourage people to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They're always on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you miss them, no worries. You can tune in, you can listen to the downloadable podcast, or you can watch the interview on my YouTube channel, Angela Zabel, Teacher Coach Medium. And also, Edge Magazine's YouTube channel is also in there also. So make sure to check into those. And I just want to thank all of you. Thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. I appreciate all of you, and I wish you all an absolutely amazing day.